Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. The 34th annual Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball is fast approaching on Friday, December 1st at the Chicago Hilton. This is among the largest and most glamorous events of the Christmas season in Chicago. Funds raised at the St. Nicholas Ball are critical to the work of Catholic Charities in the year ahead. This year, Cece and Tom Ricketts are the chair couple, leading the efforts to make the ball a huge success. Katie Breedeman and I are joined by Tom, who is also owner and chairman of the Chicago Cubs, and Aida Segura, director of Catholic Charities House of Peace, one of Catholic Charities' two domestic violence recovery residences. They're joining us to talk about not only the ball, but a phenomenal program that benefits from it. Let's take a listen.
Again, thank you so much for being here. And Tom, thank you and your wife, Cece, for your great generosity in being our co-chairs this year. Can we start with you, and can you remind our audience some of the special aspects of the ball that make it such an extraordinary event in Chicago each December?
Yeah, and nice to see you, Katie and Phil. Thanks for having us on. It really is a magical evening. It's at the Chicago Hilton on December 1st. You buy tickets at CatholicCharities.net. But, you know, it's beautiful decor, great food, great music. Everyone is in great holiday spirit. And the other thing that we learned going over the last few years, it is a younger crowd, as Phil pointed out. It's a younger crowd because a lot of people bring their families. So, like, it's a multi-generational kind of event, which gives it a kind of energy that you don't see at a lot of these kinds of events. And just to be honest, I see a lot of these things. This is about as good as they get. So hopefully, if you have a chance or you know someone would like to go, you grab a couple tickets and see us there on December 1st.
It's truly a supercharged evening, and you know, even more so with you and Cece helming the gala this year. Tom, can you tell us how you decided to get involved with Catholic Charities, and what's your history with the organization?
Well, we got involved a couple years ago at the request of a friend. Actually, it's Ed and Dorothy Waymer kind of got us involved, and it's been a really rich and rewarding experience to get to know more about what Catholic Charities has done. And we've known some of what Catholic Charities has done for many, many years. But being chairs of the ball this year, we had a chance to go out and visit a lot more of the programs in the area and really get to understand just the full breadth and depth of everything Catholic Charity does for so many needy people.
And I understand that you had the distinct opportunity to visit a number of Catholic Charity sites right here in Chicago and learn more about the work of the programs that we coordinate across Cook and Lake County. Where did you go? I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, we spent a couple days, and one day we kind of went out west a little bit, and we went to St. Mary of South, the Child Development Center. It's run there by Stephanie Newsom for many years, and she's an incredible woman, and they do incredible things for the people that are in the area that need help with their child care, whether it's before school, after school, or just preschool itself. What an incredible program that is. We dropped by and met a man named Mike Waters, who's at the West Regional Food Pantry. They do other things than food, but you know, it's one of those things that really was eye-opening for us. And, you know, as you look at, you read about inflation and you read about things going on in the market, like, you know, inflation might say that newspaper might say 5%, but food prices have gone up two or three times that in the last couple of years. So there are a lot of people out there on limited budgets or fixed incomes that really need those services. And then we dropped into the Austin neighborhood to run into my friends at Peace Corner. Sarah Loftman and Andy Williams, who have been there a long time, and Coach Jonathan, who runs a lot of the programs with the kids. And we've run across them other times through Cups Charities at different events. So it was great to see those folks. And then we took a different day. We went up north. We went to the Cardinal Bernardine Center up in Lake County, spent time with Wonder Jones, who runs a food pantry and a whole bunch of other programs up there. It's an incredible center they do. We dropped by the community shelter with Nancy Galavantes is one of the people that gives her time to that project. And they do a lot of work with English classes, computer classes, immigration classes, you know, things to do paperwork and those kind of things. Incredible work. And of course, we also met Aida that day. So at the House of Peace. So incredible incredible experiences all the way around.
You've had no better tour guides than that gaggle of people that you just mentioned. Truly some of the best people in the core of the Catholic Charities team. Amongst all of that, Tom, and all of those programs, you know, you mentioned everything from the domestic violence assistance that we provide to food insecurity programs like the food pantry that we coordinate. Is there any particular program within Catholic Charities that really hits home for you and CC?
Well, you know what's interesting, Bill? Like the thing that really hit me the most is that just the breadth and the scale of Catholic Charities. We talk about an organization, one of the largest community service organizations in the country. 375,000 people are helped by Catholic Charities every year. And, you know, and it's not just the number of people they help, it's the ways they help them. You know, something close to 50 programs in over 100 locations, plus all the parishes around the community. And it's from basic survival stuff like food, clothing, and shelter to helping people achieve their dreams through English training and job placement and job training, or people that just are in a bad spot and need some help, whether it's a safe place to be or some counseling. So the breadth of it's amazing. And of course, we've supported from the Cubs side, we've supported some Catholic Charities organizations in the past, too. So it's been an incredible experience and just an incredible organization.
So grateful.
And Tom, you and Cece have chosen a beautiful biblical passage as the theme for this year's Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball. Would you mind sharing with us what that passage is and its particular meaning to you and your wife?
Yeah, well, I do have it. Well, you know, our thought was like, pretty much, I mean, all Christians are called to serve others. And we thought that the simplest, most direct passage was Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. And I mean, that in the shortest number of words in the entire Bible, that sums up Catholic Charities. And so we thought that was appropriate.
Well, and it also kind of refers to all the attendees at the Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball. We're all there supporting this awesome organization. But then, as you said, it also refers to our clients that try to offer support to one another through difficult times.
Absolutely. And, you know, once again, it's just a true honor to be associated with this organization and to be sharing this ball. And I hope everyone that is seeing or listening to this program is going to be able to be there that night. And we'll have a beer and we'll talk baseball over there.
It's our honor to have you, seriously.
Truly. Now, Tom, we know the Chicago Cubs organization has been incredibly generous to Catholic Charities over the years and parishes within the Archdiocese of Chicago, including mine, St. Andrew, right there on Addison. So, for example, in recent years, a number of players have visited our House of the Good Shepherd to play catch from time to time with some of the children who are living at this domestic violence transitional housing residence with their mothers. The Cubs organization as a whole does so much good in the city of Chicago through Cubs Charities and your ongoing work to build a strong neighborhood and community around Wrigley Field. Do you see your work with Catholic Charities as part of this larger effort to give back to the Windy City?
Well, when we first became associated with the Cubs, one of our missions or one of our things we'd say all the time is we're not the Wrigleyville Cubs, we're not the Northside Cubs, we're the Chicago Cubs. And so we want to do something for everyone in our community and throughout the Chicagoland area. And for us, that meant continuing the support that we've given for a lot of the great programs, like you mentioned, House of Good Shepherd. It meant giving more to the communities and the parishes and community schools and around Wrigley. But it was just trying to do something across the entire area. And while we have a lot of our own programs and we've developed our own programs that focus on youth and sports and fitness and education, Catholic Charities does so much more. And it's really an honor to be a supporter of that organization.
You know, and Tom, you've worked with many wonderful nonprofits in the city of Chicago, and you've touched on this a little bit already this morning. What do you see as Catholic Charities' role among these nonprofits in Chicago?
Well, I think the thing that really stands out about Catholic Charities is their mission is to help anyone who needs help. You know, there's a lot of charities, and we support many of them that are very specific, or they have missions that are, you know, very driven by, you know, like, you know, a certain person or a certain situation. And I think that the thing that's so amazing is that Catholic Charities really understands that there's a lot of people that fall through the cracks. And when they fall through those cracks, this is an organization that wants to be there for them.
So I like to talk briefly about the fact that, well, one is kind of a little mystical experience with House of Peace, and I want to touch about the children. You know, many women, of course, agonize about the decision of making a shift when things are not working. It's a very difficult moment in the life of a mom. And I remember this story of a beautiful girl who came and told mom, mom, this morning, she woke up, she was only 5 years old. She said, mom, I know that we have to go to this beautiful house. And in this beautiful house, we're going to be playing and we're going to be together with everybody, including mi abuelita, including my grandma. So it was, you know, just a little comment of the child, but it came at that moment and when mother was asking and praying for illumination. So mom took the courage that day to leave and to bring their children and herself to safety. And when they came to the house, this beautiful girl said, mom, this is the house. This is the house where we are meant to be. This family was, they had beautiful, five beautiful children. And while in the House of Peace, we always made reference to this story because it was almost like a mystical moment, but that really unfolded in the fact that mom built herself up. She learned, you know, her English classes, did her job training, was able to find job, was able to even bought a little car and restart her life, thanks to, you know, the support of this loving community that is able to be provided, thanks to Catholic Charities, thanks to this beautiful program that has been able to witness and support people in the very vulnerable time in their lives.
You know, we just want to thank you so much, Aida, for being on the show today, along with Tom Ricketts of the Chicago Cubs, and sharing great information that shows why the 2023 Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball is going to be such an important, wonderful event in Chicago this Christmas season. To purchase tickets, we want to remind everybody again, please go to CatholicCharities.net or call 312-948-6864.
If you or someone you know needs help escaping the cycle of domestic violence, please call Catholic Charities at 312-655-7106. Or after hours, call the Illinois Domestic Violence 24-hour hotline at 877-863-6338. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.